Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and sunny day across much of Israel, with Tel Aviv enjoying clear skies and Jerusalem basking in the sun. It's a good day to be outside and enjoy the weather. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports in the last few minutes that the IDF confirms the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attack, from wounds sustained in a July airstrike. Also, earlier this hour, Mariv reveals the U.S. military has lost 45 MQ-9 Reaper drones since the conflict began, with damages totaling $1.3 billion. Also this hour, JNS reports Israeli Defense Minister Katz plans to transfer civilian enforcement in Judea and Samaria from the IDF to the police. Separately, Walla notes unusual congestion at Ben-Gurion Airport, with many flights delayed due to baggage handling issues. And finally, the Australian Jewish News has been recognized in the ENSOAS Parliament for its sensitive and grave coverage of recent attacks. Here's what people are saying online. I24 News English posted just minutes ago that the IDF has eliminated Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, who was involved in the massacre on October 7th and held Israeli hostages in Gaza. Visegrad 24 reports that a Syrian asylum seeker in the UK has been jailed for 4 years for sexually assaulting two women in Scotland on the same night. Mark Leibowitz shares a photo and notes the significance of the statue Marco de Grade San Bartolomeo, dated 1562, located at the Duomo di Milano. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's announcement from Ynet, Mohammed Mushtaha's death marks a significant moment in Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's leadership. The airstrike that wounded him occurred nearly 3 months ago, highlighting the prolonged nature of these operations. This development underscores Israel's commitment to counter-terrorism activities in the region. Turning to the U.S. military's losses, as Mariv reports, the damage to the MQ-9 Reaper fleet highlights a significant operational challenge. The drones are crucial for intelligence and surveillance missions. This loss stresses the ongoing technological and financial strains in military operations. Meanwhile, JNS details Defense Minister Katz's initiative to shift civilian enforcement duties in Judea and Samaria to the police. Katz argues that this will allow the IDF to concentrate on counterterrorism and community protection. This move signals a strategic shift in managing regional security. Separately, as reported by Walla, the congestion at Ben-Gurion Airport is causing considerable delays for travelers. The baggage handling issue has left many passengers waiting on aircraft, potentially affecting travel plans and schedules. And finally, the Australian Jewish News recognition in ENSOAS Parliament, as noted earlier, underscores the global attention and sensitivity required in reporting on conflict-related events. Their coverage highlights the importance of media responsibility in times of crisis. On the economic front, first, Katech reports that while the world is building more memory chips, Israel has the potential to reinvent them, addressing deeper technological challenges beyond just supply shortages. Separately, Ynet Business notes Elbit shares have fallen despite the defense giant reporting a 38% jump in profits and a record $32 billion backlog, indicating possible investor concerns over future profitability. And finally, Walla Business warns of a new scam targeting vacationers and reservists with fake offers and advance payment requests, highlighting the need for caution during travel planning. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.